and Dr. Ahmad Zakir said, from gossiping in the heart and from shaitan not allowing people to donate as it should be. America, you are not coming to this country to have cars and to have homes, but you are coming here to deliver a message. If you don't want to deliver this message, then you don't need to stay here. Go back to your countries, it's better for you. I'm not harsh, but sometimes I feel the love of Islam is being destroyed. The love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being down. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being taken away from the heart of Muslims. We are not here begging. Dr. Hashmi is not begging. People are not begging for $16,000 or $18,000. One person of you can write a check, $1 million. Every time I attend a fundraising dinner, it is the same situation. It's not your money, it's Allah's money. To be asked is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to come by yourself and give. Dr. Ahmad Zakir is not a person who is trying to beg and beg and beg. For what? Either people will pay or they will not pay. Might be you paid a lot, I don't know. So forgive me if I'm harsh. I've never been harsh like that. But it's a cause. It's something that an institution, an Islamic institution, Dr. Abdulrahman Khairi was saying before, that this is a garden. You have different type of roses in the garden. For the first time they are coming together as a unity. You have those who believe in spirituality. You have those of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You have those of Salaf. As Salafus Salih believe, everyone is presented here. What? Why you are not opening your hands? We are not selling groceries here, going to the market and buy, going to a supermarket and buy vegetables for $1 and $2 and $10 and $100. One person can give. If you really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you really love Islam, it has to come from your heart. Not from collecting these dollars in 20 and 100. One Muslim can give everything. 1980, I was in Jeddah. I lived in Saudi Arabia for more than 23 years. 1980, partner of my brother died, and Dr. Ahmad Zakir is a very good friend of my brother. He died, and we have to go for his funeral. So we went to his house. It was locked. Government locked the house because the children are fighting for the inheritance. Why they are fighting for the inheritance? Because their father has two rooms closed in the basement and no one can open them. When he died, they want to open them and they were fighting and the police came. And when they opened them, there were there in these two rooms, gold bars. More than 10 tons of gold bars being put in shelves in these two rooms. What he took with him? Nothing. What happened with his money? They spent it. As it was said just now in Las Vegas. Nothing happened. You are building an institution. An educational institution. You are coming every day and saying our children are lost. You Muslims, every day you have the same question going to every scholar in this country and saying, please, your opinion, our children are lost. How we can save our children?
Without education, you cannot save your children. And when education is coming and some people are leaders in the community, they are putting something for you, no support. Why the greatness of Islam? Why Islam is great? Because Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is great. The nation is great because of its leaders. The community is great because of its scholars. The Muslims are great in America because of their leaders. You are coming with leaders sitting for you, asking you please give something, and people are not giving anything. Oh Muslims, I'm not going to do like Dr. Ahmed Sakhar, he has more patience than me. But I'm asking you, please go back to your heart. And if you want to give something, without letting your left hand to know what your right hand is giving, write your check or write your pledge and send it. They are asking $187,000. You know Lady Diana, she said, gave her clothes for charity. And they collected for her clothes £3 million. One robe was for 200,000. They were bidding on them, although they are not costing anything. All of you, you have cars. He's asking for a van. And no one is saying, yeah, I will give you a van. What we are leaving for our akhirah, what we are leaving for our children. Everyone is busy, wants to eat. Everyone is hungry. But one day is coming, you are going to feel death. You are going to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is going to ask you what you have done. We are not going to repeat and repeat and repeat, but one day we are going to put our heads in the grave. And no one can save us. Only your amal. If your amal is good, you will be saved. Oh Muslims, I am coming to your conscience. I'm coming to your heart. I'm coming to your love of Islam. If you want to give, go ahead and give. If you don't want to give, then what can I say except La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. Repeat after me as Dr. Ahmed Sakhar said. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. Repeat higher. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. You know, in Italy they have this small, I don't know what you call it in America here, but they have this pagliaccio, a small doll that it has to, they move it with strings and it plays. What do they call it here? Puppet. Me and Dr. Ahmed Sakhar, we are going to make puppets for people to love. If they don't love, they don't pay. So we have to make clowns. You want to come and play clown, Dr. Ahmed Sakhar, with me? Yalla, come. I feel shy to ask, who wants to play? Yalla, Dr. Mir Ahmed, what is this? Alhamdulillah. Who wants to play? People, they don't want to play, Dr. Hashmi. So, we cannot do anything, but only referring our matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Might be an unseen person will come and make a check for the whole amount. One time, what you know in Germany, what they do, the Turkish community, they have a way to collect money. I don't know, they don't do it here. But the way of collecting money, because I'm not seeing any Arabs here, I'm seeing one or two, three Arabs. No Arab community in Los Angeles or in this Orange County. or only Pakistani and Indians. Where are the Arabs? There is no Arabs. Are Arabs not Muslims? Why, it's surprising, Dr. Siddiqui, there is no Arabs here. You are president of ISNA. ISNA has a lot of Arabs. All masajid in America, I want to give a credit for you, Pakistanis and Indians. All masajid in America, majority of masajid are built by Pakistanis and Indians. And then Arabs, they are clever, they come and take over. So now they are waiting Mu'min Lodge to finish paying, and then they have elections, and then they kick out the board of trustees, Arab comes in. Is that? This is the usual way. So I'm an Arab, so I might do that. We don't know, Dr. Hashmi, be careful. So you Pakistanis and Indians, you are the pioneer of building masajid in America. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you this message. And you have to be happy and proud of it. And we Arabs, we must not be proud, because we are already Arabs. And Allah said in Holy Quran, Al-A'rabu ashaddu kufran wa nifaqa. Bedouin Arabs are more hypocrites, because we are harsh. We have to learn from you how to be smooth and soft. So please, if you are really smooth and soft, donate. If you really are feeling that you love Islam, then why not to give this poor man, Dr. Hashmi, who is sitting there counting the 20s and the 25 cents. Look, there are 25 cents there. And he's happy with 25 cents. I think, Dr. Ahmad Sakhar, no one wants to give anything. After your very good speech, they gave what they want to give. So I stop. He mentioned about the Turkish community, I forgot. What they do, in this village, they know each other, like you in here, in this area, the Arabs know the Arabs, or Pakistani know Pakistani, or so on. So the leader of that community comes and say, you family, you have to pay 10,000 marks. You want to pay 5,000. You want to pay 1,000. You want to wait to 2,000 to build this masjid. If they don't pay, they boycott them. No one is allowed to speak with them. No one is allowed to eat with them. No one is allowed to marry with them. By this way, they filled up Germany with masajid. And Holland, Sweden, all this area are filled up with masajid, with the Turkish community by this way. They know how they can treat their people. You must know how to come to your people, and your people must know how to come and build an institution. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessings and the happiness of Islam. And I want to say one more thing at the end, that alhamdulillah that we are seeing Muslims from different, we know that in Islam there is different there are differences in approach, in point of views, and there are many schools in Islam, and these different schools, they have different opinion on many matters. And alhamdulillah, we are seeing that all different schools, majority are represented here, and this is a sign of unity between Muslims. May Allah bless the organizers. May Allah bless the Muslims who came here tonight. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.